We just want to get straight into it. We want to get straight into your first reactions of The Little Mermaid live action.
Do you know what? I have to tell you guys, Little Mermaid, the original, is my favourite film. I know it word for word. And I mean, initially when I found out there was going to be a blank Ariel, I was like, this is incredible. My childhood dreams have been answered. I actually had a birthday party that was mermaid themed as well.
Wow.
Yeah. but yeah, for me it was amazing, and also just that, you know, there was a bit of uproar about it being a black mermaid. I think just it you know, colour had nothing to do with it. It was just that she was the best person for the job.
Yes.
I never. There was not one moment where I questioned whether this was Ariel, because that was Ariel, darling.
Yes.
I thought it was fantastic. What I really enjoyed was all of the sisters being of different races. I love that the mum was a different race to the son. So it, what we did is we eradicated race.
Yeah.
It's just people now. And so I really enjoyed that it was just people. And I did get feels that Ariel was black. It did put a seeing a dark-skinned sister in there as well. I mean, she had no lines. We all progress. But she was there, and it was nice to see. And it was just I could feel it. It felt beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, absolutely. I really, enjoyed the film. Don't I'm sitting next to you crying. But no, I was so excited, with the anticipation, the build up, like listening to the interviews and how, I heard that she was the first person to interview for the role, and then hundreds of other girls were, interviewed and, cast or whatever it was. No one measured up. Mm. And it was just like, wow, amazing. She was born for that role.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, I was like, she's perfect. Absolutely perfect, and she smashed it. Yeah.
Shall we hear from the kiddies? Ava, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, I liked it. What? I liked about it when the people got dead.
In a polite way, of course.
I'm alive.
Yeah, I know, that was a...
You were the one to be separated from your father, or...
Aww, he's so cute!
And how the film was really good, she would just give up her life to meet the love of her life. She would just look out for her family. She would just enjoy herself under the water. She would just do anything just to have fun.
I love the cinematography. It was stunning. I'm like, I don't know how they managed to make it look so believable, so beautiful. All the colours, it was very gorgeous. Like you, Shaz, I think Hallie was made for this role. Every time she started singing, I got goosebumps. And
yes.
I was like, why is your voice like an angel? I don't even understand.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see her in more stuff. Whatever she's got going, I'm here for it. Sign me up.
She's coming out at Christmas. Yeah.
And already, I want to watch that because we all know Club Herb was a bit deep.
Mm.
But it gave a little bit of hope in it. The trailer that I saw gave me some hope that it's not all...
It's a different angle on it.
Yeah.
You can't always do black people trauma.
No,
we've got to just have something light.
Yeah, some moments.
You know what I mean? So it was nice. And the show today was beautiful. The songs were great. There was a new song. Is it me?
Yes.
There was a new song!
Yes, there was the rapping.
Yeah!
The,
yeah.
I was here for it! I think that was a bit of Lin-Manuel. Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
Hamilton vibes.
Yes.
I haven't done my research, but I will.
Yeah. It was nice. I was just little things as well, like even when she was swimming backwards and it gave me. I was like, oh,
she's swimming backwards.
Yeah,
she was backwards.
That was a black swim backwards.
So yes, we know that was a. Yes,
we
the music. It was very nostalgic. I like how they added a new age twist on the classics.
Oh, sorry, Ava.
Yeah.
Because I watched it last night, the original.
Oh, you watched
it? Yeah, I watched the original last night because I had to just refresh the memory to be like, okay, what journey are we taking in this situation?
It was the same storyline, though.
Same storyline, but we just added a few little things, I think, to let it out and make it a movie. Yeah. It was nice.
It was gorgeous.
I do wish Flounder had a little bit more meat on it.
No, seriously,
because in the the original, like, you know, when it's a party, it's got extra meat.
Yes.
And I'm just fixing it, or some extra fish, you know.
Yeah.
You wanted more tilapia.
Basically, okay. Yeah.
I really loved Sebastian. I felt like he was even more funnier. He was like the perfect sidekick. And the bird forgive me.
Scuttle, that's it. Thank you.
I love it. So I really love that duo as well.
Wait, it wasn't okay. What there was
a Caribbean accent.
And what I know is we bounced, because at 1 minute I was like, okay, now we're on a cruise, we're in Trinidad, okay. And now we're in Barbados, okay, that's fine. And now we're in Jamaica, that's fine, it's absolutely fine. We were on a cruise around the Caribbean with that accent. And at one point we got on a plane that ended up in London as well.
Yeah,
and I appreciated it.
And in America, we went around.
International.
That's what I was going to lead on to
say
with the Jamaican accent, which has just become a Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, people don't know where Sebastian's from. He's just
born
in the Caribbean.
There has been
uproar. Really?
People complaining about his own accent.
But they haven't said where he's from, so we can't complain.
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly. They haven't said.
And guys, you know, representation. So small.
Come on.
They're doing
all the islands in one character. And we've got to take a little bit rather than nothing.
Exactly.
Yes! That's what they put that in the film.
Yeah, they have that little moment. I don't know, someone else said something. I was trying to think of that. Okay, so they're keeping it real.
Yeah. So I knew he wasn't a Winston, because at no point did he kiss his teeth. So he's not Winston. Yeah, he's not.
I never really took notice of the prince's dad before. Did we even have that space?
Was that was
it
the dad?
No, that Tanya.
Babe.
No, that wasn't the dad.
Because he was all up on mummy and I was like, something's happening there.
That was the young
president. What was his name? The butler.
The prime minister.
I appreciate the prime minister.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I made him the dad. But he was all up on mummy. He's Camilla. He's waiting. Keeping it relevant, guys.
I like the dad, the Prime Minister too. But, you know, obviously you've got to love Sebastian. You've got to love him. You know, that's always going to be one of my favourite characters.
So, who did you like? What character did you like?
The little mermaid, because she was really fun and she was more that fun and that funny as well and caring.
I think I liked I've always loved Ursula.
Yeah.
That is the croaky voice, it's the soul, I just love that. But Scuttle. Yeah. That song Scuttle done. Yeah, that was a great song.
That was
and then
vibe.
I was like, oh, I think Scuttle's done as well.
Listen, I heard the song and I was like, we're in the writer's room.
Also, I love Javier Bardem, the king, the undersea king.
Yes.
I never thought of him as a
merman.
But he's amazing. And if you've seen the other readers, which I'm probably sure you will, you won't recognise the two people.
Really?
He's just completely different in this, like long hair, very more, elegant. He's usually quite rugged, scary.
I was just glad they didn't use Jason Momoa. Every film for Jason. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he would have been incredible as well, though.
Yes.
I mean, I get.
Let's share the space. How did you guys feel about Eric?
I was here for it, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why. At first, looking in, I didn't do no research. I wanted to be surprised and have a natural reaction. So walking in, some part of me was like, wouldn't it be awesome to see a black couple? But when I saw them, I was like, no, I like what they've done here.
Yeah,
it was nice. I really appreciated the casting. The casting was fantastic.
He actually looked like the original.
He does.
Exactly the same.
He's
same as him, yeah.
Who does?
In human form.
The film touches upon being a rebellious young person. What is the most rebellious thing you've done when you were young? I mean, let's keep it PC.
I thought my parents done well with me.
So you're going to have to hold it up for us, Penna. What's the
name? Playing in parks that weren't ready yet.
Say that again, say that.
Playing in parks that weren't ready yet. Climbing scaffolding. I've run across train tracks.
No, oh, honestly. Yeah.
And that's the, you said PC.
We are reformed. I'm glad you're still here, babe. I know I am, seriously.
Also, can I just get your favourite scenes? And then we'll do the ratings as well.
I'm gonna go Treasure Trove. I always love that scene, the first one with the song. Was it called?
Feet.
I'm just like, you know what it's called, Ariel, you sung this a lot of times. But that scene will always make me feel good. I felt so warm watching her do that. That's my favourite all the time.
I love that scene as well, but I think I'm going to choose, because I'm going to choose something just different, as the Blue Lagoon. I just find it so sensual, and you know, it's beautiful. Yeah, the kiss the girl, I love that, yeah. Yes, yeah. And the lip thing, that was a new thing, the lip, air was just like, the pan with the bottom lip, that was beautiful, beautiful moment.
For me, it wasn't so much a favourite scene, but a scene that stood out to me. There was a part of it, I think the dad said, you have to silence your voice to be heard.
Yeah.
And I remember, we looked at each other like, oh, that's deep, that's deep, that's deep. And I thought, wow, that actually touched me. I really loved that. I thought it was really spoke to me on a certain level, yeah.
My favourite scene was
that
when she was cleaning up. She was singing, reaching for freedom, singing, she's not listening what to the crowd or the fish is saying, she just wants to be free.
Yes, I second Verona and Shaz in that that line, you shouldn't have to give up your voice to be heard.
Yeah.
Probably the tagline of the film.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Verona was that kiss the girl. The music, honestly, it's just like, it's so magical. And I just kept on crying. I'm like a big woman, why am I crying like this?
The thing is, I think with the kids, I feel sorry for the kids because we're having like nostalgia. We were the ones that grew up with every cartoon not looking like us. They're quite lucky. They're like, oh my god, the cartoon, first time seeing it, great. But for us, it was like, oh my god, Ariel can look like me. So it was like proper heartwarming, and it was nice.
Do you know what I think is interesting, or quite sad as well, that I think when I was younger, even though I saw Ariel and I saw all of these other characters in these films and these cartoons that looked like me, I never once questioned it.
Yeah,
and as a child, I never questioned it, but it was just normal. It's normal that someone like me shouldn't be in that position, you know? For young girls now and boys, I just think it's such a beautiful thing for them to see, so that it can encourage them to, or you know, it will let them know that they can aspire to be anything, you know what I mean? As opposed to, actually, you're brown, you're black, you are not worthy.
You can't be
Spider-Man,
you can't be in a movie, but you can work in the hospital. Do you know what I mean? We're past that now, working in the hospital.
Yeah.
We can work everywhere.
I totally agree, and I was saying to Shaz, like, how amazing it is for Ava. Her first Ariel looks like that.
Yeah.
And has dreads. Like, I'm really going to take a moment. Like, yeah. That's her first impression. The original Ariel thought it's going to be secondary to her. It's not going to be her first memory, and she's seen it on the big screen. I saw little moments. I didn't even get to see it in the cinema. I saw it, at home and stuff. Yeah. So it's little things like that
I find these moments so magical.
Yeah.
Really excited to celebrate a movie like this, like celebrate it, especially with the young children. So that's like really important for us to put on the screen.
It was really, really important, and thank you so much. Really, really thank you.
I like the acting, what they've done. It was impressive.
Oh.
Wow.
Listen.
They put like some active things in the dance, what they was doing, and I enjoyed it, and I like the dancer because I want to be a dancer and a singer.
Well, do you think you'll be able to be a dancer and a singer when you after watching that film?
Yeah, because my mum's taught me how to have a singing voice.
Oh,
and I have
amazing
singing voice.
Oh, well, we look forward to hearing you.
Who heard it here first?
I need to learn to teach her how to be humble.
Not every day humble, sometimes shine, Ava, shine. Okay, lastly, can we get ratings from down
out
at the
out of 10,
yes, please.
What do you think out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Okay, so out of 10, I'm gonna go 8. Only because there's no reason.
Yeah.
It's not a 10. There's something about it that's not a 10. But it's a nice, comfortable, solid 8.
Yeah. I actually agree. I'm going to go for an 8 as well. Only because I feel like there was a moment. I loved it. I loved everything about it. But there was one moment where I started thinking, how is this? It's one of those dragons. But I think also I'm also staying 8 because... I love the original, and as I say, I'm a massive fan of it. I know it word for word,
yeah.
So I think that's why. Because there was just a little, some of the songs have changed a bit, and I was like, I like the original.
I'm going to give it a 9. I loved it so much. I loved the original as well, but I was quite pleasantly surprised, because usually I don't like remakes. I don't like, just leave it. Just let's make a new thing. But actually they did a really good job, and for a film to make me cry quite a few times, having goosebumps, it's got to be quite high. And the only reason why I don't give it a 10 is because I hate any film over 2 hours. There's no need for it to go past 2 hours.
Was it 2 hours?
It was 2 hours and 15.
Can I just say, the original was an hour and 20.
This is it. You didn't need to do all of that.
It just felt so long.
You didn't need to do that.
I don't remember it being
so long. That's not only negative, it's timing, Rob Marshall, director. Ava?
Great job, Rob.
Okay, right. What about out of 10?
Isn't
that 10 out of 10,
then? She said what she said. I'll give it about... I think it's slightly higher than an 8, but not quite a 9, so 8.5.
Oh, okay.
And also because I did feel like it varied, because it was at some point a final surprise.
Yeah.
And that's simply why, but I really did enjoy the film. I think it did a brilliant job. And yeah, I might have to watch it again. I said, there were times where I was like, drifting off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I also think Halle deserved whatever awards that they give out for children's movies, because I think she was fantastic, especially being her like official debut kind of role. I think she was amazing. So yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm so glad we had a great turnout, and thank you all for coming.
Thank you for always providing this wonderful space. Thank you
to L'Oreal, who partnered up with us and was able to sponsor this amazing event. Like, honestly, they've been a dream to work with, and just absolutely love them. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Thanks for having us.